Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios this morning from Utah Foster Care Foundation, I have Kobe Prettyman. How are you today, Kobe?
Great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And thanks so much for coming into the studios. I haven't chatted with you for quite a while, but you've got an event coming up. And it's always so important for anyone in the community that has ever heard an ad about foster care or maybe seen the billboard or whatever it may be and thought to themselves, you know, I think that's something I would enjoy getting involved in. But there are so many questions when it comes to getting involved with Utah Foster Care. And you guys make it super easy to get all of those answers in one location. And it's always happening. You are always holding these different courses, classes for all sorts of community members.
Right. And one of the things I think people think that, oh, they probably have enough foster parents. We're a small area, but we just really don't. There's a variety of things that happen in our little community that makes it so people foster for a while and then they don't continue, or their house is full, or a bunch of things happen. And unfortunately, kids continue to need a safe place to be for a time. And so we're always needing families. I know in talking to the staff who is in charge of placements, a lot of the families are full right now. So as we get new kids coming in, we're needing people to take those. And really, it's all ages of children. We always need people to take siblings and teenagers, of course, but we even need families for younger children right now. And I know I sound like a broken record when I say that, and I wish I could come in here and say, oh, it's changed and we don't
need families.
Yeah, but it's never the case. We always need more.
Right. And when you stop and think for 2 seconds about what that child or those siblings are going through, they're being told that they are leaving their home, they're leaving their parents. There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety that comes along with that. Now factor in, okay, well, guess what? Also, we don't have any families here in the hometown that you've lived in your whole life. We're going to have to send you to another part of the state. That is just added stress and trauma that a child doesn't need. They're already going through a lot. So if there are families here in our community thinking, you know what, I might be wanting to do this. I don't know. I need some answers. Need to ask some questions before I decide. Do it. Right. You need to get involved.
Yeah, definitely come and ask the questions and we'll give you the answers and help you talk to people who've been through it, done it, able to tell you what it's like in real life to do it, you know, not just someone trying to talk you into it. We want people to make good decisions and know that it's going to work for their family. But if they've been considering it, we definitely want them to come and get what questions or the things that might be holding them back, get those maybe resolved for them. A lot of people I hear don't want to do it because they don't want to get attached. And I understand that concern, but I'll just say, as a person who's done it themselves, I'm not going to say it's not hard to get attached to someone and then have them leave. I'm only going to say it's very much worth it.
Right. And that is ultimately what you need to think about. Is it going to hurt you for a little bit? Yeah. But is it going to affect that child in the long run permanently in a positive way? Absolutely.
Right.
So your little bit of heartache is going to be worth that sacrifice to lose them. If that's what's going to happen, they're going to go home eventually and that's going to break my heart. It's worth it. You absolutely need to do it.
Right.
Another huge thing that people always think about that I've actually never really considered is, what about those individuals in our community that they're not married, they're single, and they're thinking, you know, that would be cool. I could definitely do that. I want to help out in a positive way, but I'm not married. I don't, you know, it's just me. That's fine.
Yeah, we have single foster parents that do amazing things with kids, and we welcome them to come forward. And, you know, there's some things they need to consider, and those are all parts of the questions that get answered for them. But we definitely want them to inquire and see if it might work for their family to be single and be a parent. And if they're a single parent already and they have a system that's working for them, that's great, too.
Right. And, you know, Kobe, I think I've talked to you about this for so many years now that I kind of know the general information because you come in and do these interviews a lot. But for those individuals that haven't had the opportunity to chat with you as many times as I have, there are so many questions as far as, well, I don't know if my house is big enough. I already have 3 kids. I don't know if I can take on more, or maybe I can. Maybe I could do like an older teenager, or maybe I could do a younger child. these are all things that you will address.
Right. Yeah. We discuss all those concerns with families and then just come up with what we think might work best for them. And it's very individualized for families in that they can choose the ages and genders of the kids that come into their home and say, this is what we feel like would work best for us.
Right. And then there's even questions as far as, well, I don't own my home. I rent. There's still options available.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to be a homeowner to be a foster parent.
Right. So make sure to log on. Now, Kobe, you guys are having your next course. It's coming up on the 24th. It's an online course. And this is going to kind of specifically talk about single parent foster care.
Yeah. So it's an Ask a Foster Parent event where we'll have single foster parents answering questions that families have about what it's like to be a single foster parent, how they navigate some of the things, the schedules and requirements and that kind of stuff. So all you have to do is go to our website, to utahfostercare.org, and you can scroll down to the bottom and look up our events. And you can also find us on Facebook at the same Utah Foster Care and click on our events tab on our Facebook page. And then there's a link to register for the event so that we can get the right people attending and not have randomness in
right.
those online kind
for
of
sure.
events.
And, you know, this is really convenient because it is an online course. So you can do it from the convenience of your own home. Again, it's the 24th from 7 to 8 p.m. It's only 1 hour. So head on over to utahfostercare.org and register for that event. It's coming up. You don't want to miss out. And if you've even had just one question about becoming a foster parent, or you've even had just the slightest idea of that is something that I'd like to do, make sure to attend this event. It is an Ask a Foster Parent event, which means you are talking to actual foster parents.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's easy and it's, you know, rose colored glasses when you're talking to somebody that's trying to convince you of something. But if you're talking to somebody that's actually in it and they're doing it and they've been doing it, it's a way for you to kind of understand what they're going through on the daily.
Right.
To kind of determine whether or not this is going to be a good fit for you.
Well, and how they make it work, you know, how all the little things that come along, how they work that into their life and situation, make it work for their families.
Right. And, you know, they might even bring up things that you never even thought about or considered right. and thought, oh, my gosh, you're right. That is a great way to think about it. So it's a really good event. And I encourage everyone to go and check it out. Again, it's the 24th, 7 to 8 p.m. It is an online course and it's for specifically for single foster parenting. So head on over to utahfostercare.org and get registered for this event. Kobe, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to say, even if you're not single, a lot of the requirements and things are the same or the things that foster parents go through. So don't feel like if you've been thinking about it and you're not single, you can still attend this event. But we are going to talk about some of the differences of being single and how you might need to consider things if you're in that situation.
For sure. And even if you're not thinking about attending the event, you can always find a ton of information on the website. So that's always a great resource to go and check out at any time, utahfostercare.org. Well, Kobe, as always, it's a pleasure to get you into the studios.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And as always, you can hear this interview in its entirety. Maybe you missed the first part. Head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Utah Foster Care Foundation, Kobe Prettyman.